are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Tuesday, October the 8th, and a parade of great guests today. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode is brought to you by RockAuto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Today we're going to hear from the great Duncan Smith on KCP, proud papa, seeing his young man make some big shots in the NBA Finals on Tuesday night. Speaking of proud papa, that's like my dad, I guess, as Brian Shook will join us once again with another NBA draft profile. And then later on, we're going to talk to my friend Dennis Stuckey about his new online venture. Dennis is the voice of the Blue Water area sports scene, so he's got some thoughts on the Pistons. And also, I coaxed him to tell some great stories about Doc Emrick, the legendary NHL announcer who Dennis knows well. Some of them off topic, but also we're going to put this at the end so that you can enjoy a couple of stories about an NHL legend. And since it's not all Pistons related, in case you want to move on, I totally understand. That's how we kind of pack those non-Pistons things, because who wants to spend a calendar year in between Pistons games talking about Pistons 365 days? I know that I don't, but I digress. Give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore to that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Give a Twitter follow to the Play Michigan account as well. Play_Michigan is there. The Lakers and the Heat back in action tomorrow night. Not tonight. They got 2 days off in between games 4 and 5. Lakers up in that series 3-1. 9 o'clock on Friday night on ABC. We'll get back to it on Fridays with Brian on tomorrow's show. But for now, let's get right into the guests, and we'll start with Duncan Smith talking Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Here's Duncan and I. And now we're joined by the great Duncan Smith, the site expert at Hoops Habit, hoopshabit.com, a fan-sided site there, covers Pistons for Forbes as well. And if you know Pistons Twitter, Duncan's a first ballot Hall of Famer for Pistons Twitter. Duncan, thanks for the time tonight.
Hey, Matt, no problem. Happy to hop on, man. It's been a little while.
Yeah, absolutely. But watching Kentavious Caldwell-Pope have a bit of a game in Game 4 on Tuesday night, last night as we taped this, and I know you were on the Pay KCP bandwagon. It's been a brand of yours. Did you feel a little bit like a proud papa last night?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think with any of the former Pistons who go on to bigger and better things, which is, you know, other than the ones that wash up out of the league, like, you know, your Stanley Johnsons and so forth, it's always nice to see like one of the former guys really thrive, especially on like, you know, the biggest stage in the NBA, in the NBA Finals. But yeah, I think KCP playing as well as he has in the finals and the playoffs, it's been extra nice to see. You know, he's somebody that I definitely invested kind of a ridiculous amount of time in over the course of my, I don't know if we want to call it a career so much as my time on the internet. I've definitely invested a lot of time in that particular topic. So, you know, I'm mostly happy for him, but I'm a little happy for me too, because I see it as not as though I need vindication in my eyes, but it, you know, it's vindication. Anyway,
sure. Yeah. And I know he had a kind of a rough first year in Los Angeles, but it's gotten kind of better since then. Not that the first year was awful or anything like that. And it's gotten a little better since then. He's been on shorter contracts. He's got a player option coming into this offseason, but he didn't get the long-term $80 million deal that was talked about here in Detroit, but he's piecing together shorter contracts. He's going to end up being paid a lot of money throughout his career, and really, especially with the momentum that he's going to have going into this offseason, he's kind of fulfilling the promise of being a pretty good pick in what was a bad draft other than Giannis later in the first round, but really putting together a real nice career. Maybe not quite the heights that could have been foresaw from those first 4 years with Detroit, but they're really piecing it together pretty well.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm looking at his contract numbers right now just to double check what my impression was. And he left 5 years, $80 million on the table. Right now, you know, assuming he opts into his 2020-21 salary, he'll be at about 4 years and four years and $55 million. So that's $25 million in 1 year that he's not going to be able to recoup necessarily. But it's probably going to be easier for him to keep maintaining these, like, you know, $10 to $15 million per year contracts, like at this rate that he's doing, because he's essentially getting paid to do what he's doing. You know, it's dollar per performance, dollar per outfit output. It's pretty commensurate. You know, it's a good rate. Whereas, like, if he just signed this big 5 year, $80 million deal and didn't quite live up to that, like, its initial promise, he might be looking at a pretty steep discount next year. Whereas, like, eventually over time, you know, say maybe 5 years, he's not going to recoup the $80 million, but say like over 7 years, he'll probably at least match, if not maybe exceed, you know, at this current pace that he's doing. So, and to say nothing of the fact that he's most likely going to have a championship at the end of this. You know, maybe he's going to have to trade in a couple $1 million and earning equity over the course of his career. But that's a pretty good deal to make, I think.
Yeah, and like you said, getting the championship ring that we kind of figure he'll get in the next few days here. And then maybe when he does become free agent, he's got that on his resume. So maybe that pads it a little bit as well for him too. But talking about the Pistons and the ring that he would not have won in that five-year deal with the Pistons in these past 3 years and then going forward as well. And I know obviously you're writing for Forbes on the Pistons and following this team really closely. If you had to kind of pin down a priority for this offseason in particular, Christian Wood being the big unrestricted free agent, if there's kind of one thing that Troy Weaver and these guys need to accomplish this offseason, what would it be for you?
So for me, the number one priority is no overpays, like, period, end of story. If you can't trade a guy on the contract you signed him for, don't sign him. You know, there aren't any break the bank free agents out there right now. So I think that something that I have expressed, you know, about the Stefanski regime and now Troy Weaver's regime, is that, like, learning from the mistakes of the Stan Van Gundy era is imperative. You know, there were no make it or break it free agents in 2016. But, you know, the Pistons are just now starting to get off of those mistakes from then, you know. So ensuring that nothing like that happens this offseason, maintaining flexibility, maintaining the ability to make moves as you see fit, to take advantage of teams who need cap space, you know, less so this year, more so the summer of 2021, or, you know, whenever that offseason begins, like the fall of 2022 or whatever it's going to be.
Right, yeah.
Who knows? You know, whenever Giannis is a free agent, then all the teams go crazy over that offseason. So, like, that's really, to me, it's just, like, no overpays, period. If you have to overpay for a guy, you don't have to get him. And this is the offseason where you can really take advantage of that kind of flexibility and the fact that nobody's really got you over a barrel. You know, you, as the Pistons, they don't have to push for anything. You know, they have – everything is on the table as far as, like, what's at their liberty to pursue. You know, like, obviously, like, contention isn't there, but, like, as far as how they want to rebuild and how they want to add talent, they've got a lot of flexibility at their disposal, and not throwing it at, like, whatever this year's version of John Luehr is going to be is the important part.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer, and that's why we have Duncan Smith on, and that's why he's the site expert of Hoops Habit, is that the Pistons are sitting in a pretty good position for this offseason in particular, where if it's a free agent that happened maybe from the first level of free agents this year, which admittedly is not near what a normal first level of free agency would be, if someone falls through the crack and they kind of fit the culture, you can get them on a bargain deal, maybe you do that, depending on who the player is and depending on what those numbers are. Of course, the ideal being that maybe use the cap space to swoop up some other assets and take on some other contracts. But there's probably going to be a player or two that you might have your choice from that falls through the cracks a little bit, and we'll see what kind of players are out there. But as we mentioned, Hoops Habit, that Duncan is the site expert for, a fan-sided site there. All the places that you can find NBA content out there, what is it that you're trying to do at Hoops Habit that kind of distinguishes, if you had to kind of give your sales pitch for, I know it's smart content and it's good content, but what's the things that, that you think that you guys are doing at Hoops Habit that kind of puts yourselves apart out there?
I think we walk the line between opinionated content that is also like very well sourced and researched, you know, the way that like, whenever I bring on new writers and whenever I'm like establishing things with writers on the site, you know, we're not trying to like beat ESPN to scoops, you know, like, we're not reporting anything like that, but what we do have is our perspective and our opinion that is based on, you know, facts, experience, and, occasionally instinct and, you know, the softer skills of analysis. But you know, those things are all important to me, and that I think that's kind of what we do. You know, it's hard to say that like we for sure do it better than everybody else, but it's the goal. You know, I think that there are a lot of really really talented writers and outlets that do a fantastic job of a lot of what we try to do. But I also think that you know, in this particular corner of the industry, I think that we kind of push each other collectively pretty well. So that's, to me, that's what it is. It's like smart takes in a way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good. I think you guys do a good job at that. Follow them on Twitter at Hoops Habit. And of course, follow Duncan at Duncan Smith NBA. Duncan, thanks for your time. Hope you're doing all right. And we'll hopefully see you as soon as possible, but we'll talk to you soon.
Great. My pleasure, man. Anytime. Thank you.
Thanks to the great Duncan Smith. But speaking of great, Brian Shook, brother Brian, coming back after the break with an NBA draft profile that's coming up next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, got to tell you guys about rockauto.com. It's a family business that's been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet for your ride. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and the prices that you prefer. Best of all, those prices. At rockauto.com, they're always reliably low, and the same for the pros as the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same damn parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Yes!
A few weeks ago, host Matt Shook asked you listeners to submit your opinions on the top 7 draft prospects for the Pistons, and after a healthy response from you, he compiled those submissions and unveiled the list of the 18 players that you all voted for in the order in which you guys selected. We have decided to take that list and work our way up and give a more in-depth summary of those prospects. So today we look at Alexei Pukasevsky, an 18-year-old 7-foot, 208-pound forward. Pukasevsky is from Serbia, where his family relocated to following their escape from the Kosovo War in 1999. He did move to Greece at the age of 13 after signing a youth contract with Olympiakos, a Greek professional team. Because he did this before the age of 14, he counts as a Greek national when playing in Greek competitions, and because having dual citizenship, he can choose whether to play for Serbia or Greece in international ones. In 2019, Pukasevsky played his first EuroLeague game for Olympiakos at the age of 17, making him the youngest player to do so in club history. For the 2019-20 season, he was assigned to the Olympiakos B team, playing in the Greek A2 League, the country's second-tier professional league. Averaging almost 11 points and 8 rebounds on the season, he was called up to the senior team after some injuries to the squad, where he was only able to play in one game before the season was suspended due to COVID in March. And although the league does not officially hand out these awards, the website Eurobasket.com awarded him League Player of the Year and All Defensive Team honors for the Greek A2 League. Internationally, Poku, as he is often called, played for the Serbian team in the FIBA Under-17 World Cup in 2018, averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds. He also suited up for the Serbs in the FIBA Under-18 European Championship, where he averaged 10 points, 4 rebounds, almost 4 assists, 3 steals, and 4 blocks per game. In February of 2019, he was in Charlotte, North Carolina to participate in the NBA's All-Stars Basketball Without Borders Camp, this after a trip to the United States in 2017 to participate in the Jordan Brand to Classic Camp. A review of his game will surprise you, as it sounds like I'm reviewing a guard. He is even listed as a shooting guard on some European basketball sites. With his size and ability to see over defenders, he has great court vision and playmaking ability. While his decision-making can be frustrating at times, maturity and coaching will hopefully rein in some of his reckless play. He has a quick release on his jump shot, but his shooting percentages dictate that he needs to improve his consistency from the outside. As you could expect with his size, he is a great rebounder and shot blocker. He is also a very fluid athlete that moves like a smaller player and can guard multiple positions. But while he is a good athlete, the thing that will jump out to you is his frame. He needs to add bulk. His momentum is stopped with any contact from a physical player on either end of the floor, and while having the skill set to play multiple positions on the court, his lack of physicality will be a problem for him until he can get stronger. He does tend to lose focus on the defensive end at times, but I am willing to chalk that up to immaturity, that some good coaching and leadership will be able to coach that bad habit out of him. Pukaševski might be the biggest question mark of the draft. In 5 years, we might be looking back and wondering how any teams passed on this guy, but that is the key. It will take time for him to develop. He still has very limited exposure against high-level competition, and that's going to give us a tough time to get an accurate read as to how his game will translate, but I do not think there is anyone in the draft that has as many tools as he does. I have seen some mocks with him in the late lottery, but most settle in the late teens or early 20s. And a quick note on that, because of his contract situation in Greece, if a team is willing to use a lottery pick on him, it will cost around $2 million to buy that contract out, a little less if he is drafted outside of the lottery. Player comparisons are tough with this guy, as he is somewhat of a unicorn, and I try to shy away from lofty comparisons, especially for a kid who will not turn 19 until the end of this calendar year, but I also don't want to put any of that Darko juju on him. So while I will say players like Porzingis, Jokic, and maybe even Lamar Odom come to mind, it will be a few years of developing physically and in a basketball sense before he is in the area code of cracking that level of potential. Thank you for listening, and we look forward on seeing you in the next installment when we will take a look at guard Cole Anthony.
Poku is number 14 on our list and one of the more intriguing draft prospects out there, maybe the most boom or bust guy in this draft. Watch some film on Poku. It's really interesting to see, make some plays that maybe no one else in the draft is able to make. But like Brian talked about, some of the maddening turnovers, the stuff he tries to do sometimes is a little bit strange. And I really do think this is a boom or bust kind of guy. And at a lesser position in the draft, then number 7 would feel all right with that, right? Because you want to feel like 5 years from now, if it's one or the other, great pick or horrible pick that you've never heard of and never got over to the United States and made his way into being a productive NBA player, then I don't know. You don't mind that in the late teens. But Pistons at number 7, I don't see a world where that's their pick. But stranger things have happened, and we certainly can see a world where Troy Weaver trades down and makes some sort of deal. Well, thanks again to Brian for the great draft profile. That's number 14. We got 13 to go, and as Brian alluded to, Cole Anthony coming up soon. We'll talk about the foreigners from this week, Balmero and also Poku. We'll call him Poku for now. But Pokuševski, a couple of intriguing prospects, but a couple of guys that seem a little bit out of reach for that number 7 spot, and Troy Weaver as well. But up next, we're going to talk to Dennis Stuckey, my friend who is a legendary radio broadcaster up in the Port Huron area, the Blue Water area. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, you know I got to tell you guys about Built Bar, but first, there's a limited release strawberry flavor made with actual strawberries. 12% off your order through October 12th next week. Built Bar is partnered with Barbells for Boobs, Breast Cancer Angels, Huntsman Cancer Institute, and the Living Beyond Breast Cancer Group. Built will match your donation to the organization listed above up to $50 per order, plus 100% of the proceeds from their Built Breast Cancer Awareness Hoodie will go to those organizations to help support breast cancer patients and their families. That hoodie, $19.95. More information on the website at BuiltBar.com. Built Bar, I told you about the new flavors. I've had them all myself. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. Add that to the 12 OGs. Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health-conscious guy. All the macros you could want, the low sugar, the low calorie, the high protein, the high fiber, great for all the diets out there. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, and you get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. All right, and now we're being joined by my friend Dennis Stuckey, the voice of Blue Water Area Sports. The new venture is called GetStuckOnSports.com. Give it a follow at G_StuckOnSports. Dennis, we've been talking Pistons for a few years now on your radio shows, and I got to ask you, for Detroit fans that are listening, and I know that you've been following this team for many years and got inside sources there as well. It's been such a tough decade for this team. Do you feel a few reasons for hope going forward?
I'd like to be optimistic. You know, there are a couple of guys, young guys, that I like, but there's also, I guess the kindest way I can say it, there's still some dead wood drifting around with this franchise. But I think there's reason to be excited. Luke Kennard is still young, and yet he's maybe one of the veterans on this team now. Spee started playing really well before the pandemic and the season shut down. So I really think that there's something hopeful with him. Bruce Brown is another good young player. You know, maybe not so much offensively, but I think even his offense was starting to get a little better as this season moved on. And then, of course, what can you say about Christian Wood? He's a guy that I hope they lock up and keep in this organization for a while. And the fact that they moved Andre Drummond tells me that that's their plan.
And folks listening from the east side of the state here, the Blue Water area, Port Huron, St. Clair County, know Dennis from his radio time as well, but now starting GetStuckOnSports.com, still doing all the high school games, and you've been out to some of the football games so far. What's it like at some of these games? We talked off mic that maybe that there's going to be some more crowds coming in, but previously you had masks for most folks at games. You had smaller crowds, if any kind of crowd. What's it been like at some of these high school football games so far this year?
The strangest thing, Matt, I think, has been the absence of the bands.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you've experienced a Port Huron High game and the way the Big Red marching machine plays that fight song every time the Big Reds score a touchdown. They play it over the PA system or recording. It's just not the same at all. In terms of some of the games, the crowds aren't any smaller than what they might normally be. You know, we see a lot of the Macomb Area Conference, and some of those matchups just don't draw big crowds. You get Marine City and Warren Fitzgerald. Sure, if it's a home game, the home team brings a lot of fans, but the visitors don't usually. And so a lot of the matchups like that, I don't really notice a big difference once the game is going. But for the bigger rivalry games, it certainly is different.
And you mentioned Port Huron High and then Port Huron Northern playing on Friday night. So you can catch that game on GetStuckOnSports.com. About a 7 o'clock kickoff there from Memorial Stadium in Port Huron. Dennis on the call. But talking about Port Huron, someone that you know very well and someone that sports fans around the globe know really well, the voice of the NHL, Doc Emmerich. I know he started his career basically in Port Huron and called a lot of minor league hockey games down there, something that you've done over the years as well. And since you know Doc pretty well, I got to hammer you for a Doc Emmerich story. We just watched the clincher about 10 days ago with the Tampa Bay Lightning getting the Stanley Cup there. For those of us, I know Doc and I've met Doc, but for those of us listening who don't know Doc and just know his voice on the air, what are some things that people need to know about Doc, and do you have a good story about him?
Well, first and foremost, he is one of the most genuine and kind people that you're ever going to meet, and it's the real deal. The mm-hmm. other thing is that he is really his command of the English language. He knows words. Sometimes I think he's making them up, but they're real words when you go back and you look at it. And at one time, and I don't know if he does it anymore, but I know at one time he went through the NHL players guide and did all the names phonetically for the entire league, which, you know, some of the names in the NHL, you get guys from countries like Latvia and some of the Russian names and Kazakhstan, Ukraine. There's some crazy names out there. The Finnish names, too. A lot of vowels. But Doc is a great guy. One of my favorite Doc stories was there was a game in Port Huron where back in those days, we're talking the early 70s, a lot of fighting in the International Hockey League. And it was a good league because you were just a step away from the NHL in those days. And a lot of guys that played in Port Huron and for the other teams in the league did end up in the National Hockey League a few years later. But one fight in particular, it spilled out over the boards and into the concourse area by the ticket booth. And then it went from there. And keep in mind, the guys are on their skates. It went from there out the front doors of McMoran Arena and onto the street. And the police were called, and they came rushing over the 7th Street Bridge, not to break the fight up, but because they wanted to see it.
Of course. Yeah, I'm wanting to see it right now.
And Doc also told me one time he was in, I believe it was Des Moines, for a game. And in between the periods, they were going to do a wedding on ice. And they had told him it'll take about 10 minutes and then we'll have the Zamboni clean the ice. So look for the intermission to be about 20 minutes instead of the usual 15. And Doc was like, okay, no problem. I can fill the extra 5 minutes. Well, apparently it went on for over an hour.
Catholic ceremony.
And back in those days, it wasn't like he could throw it back to the studio because, I don't know, they had 4 or 5 minutes of local news, and then that was it. It was up to him to fill the intermissions. And also, back at that time, the IHL didn't really keep stats. So it wasn't like he could pick up a stat packet and start reading you off numbers and stats. So he was what he calls the penalty kill for about an hour. And he said that was a really long and exhausting broadcast.
Unfortunately,
and that was without even doing the game.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was without his new book, which is coming out, that you told me about, that you are in the acknowledgments of. And if you would have had that back then, he could have just read that for the crowd.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's got a new book. It's coming out October the 20th. It's called Off Mic, which was actually the name of a show that he used to do for the radio stations in Port Huron. He did it for years. It was a great little show. And again, this is Mike Emmerich. He worked for John Wismer and felt obligated to John, and he was loyal to John while he was alive and owned the radio stations. So wherever he was, in an airport, whatever city, wherever he would call in the middle of the night and record this 3-minute radio show that we would air twice daily on the radio stations Monday through Friday. Wow. And it was a great little show, and he would tell stories. He would keep you updated on what was going on in the league. If he ever bumped into people who had played with the Flags or been associated with hockey in Port Huron in any way, he'd tell you where they are and what they were doing. It was a great little show. I don't know exactly what's in the book. I haven't seen it myself. It was actually accidental. Earlier this week, I was on a sales call in Marysville, and I saw Doc pulling out of the post office in Marysville. So I shot him a little text. Hey, Doc, just passed you on the road. Saw you leaving the post office. And he texted me back saying, my book is coming out on October the 20th. Don't buy a copy. I'll get you one for free. You're in the acknowledgments. And that's how I found out about that.
Nice, nice. That's great. Mike Doc Emmerich, just a great guy. And Dennis Stuckey, another Doc Emmerich here in the Blue Water area for all of us to listen to over the years. I used to live in Port Huron for 4.5 years and got to know Dennis really well there. But one more thing on GetStuckOnSports.com. A lot of young Pistons fans listening here that think about getting into media, that think about these kind of things, these new online ventures that you're putting together here. Do you have one piece of advice for someone who wants to maybe go into a website or start their own kind of media venture, or maybe some things that you've learned that you might change over these past couple months you've been putting this together?
Well, I would just say, if you're going to do it and you're going to be serious about it, do it right. Do it right. Don't just think that you're going to, you know, turn on your computer and just start talking. Have a plan. Know what you're talking about in each podcast that you're doing. Have credible people with you who also know what they're talking about. Anybody can give an opinion, but if you're going to give an opinion, have some facts with you to back up what you're saying. You can't, and I'm sure you know this, having written for newspapers, Matt, you're not going to please everybody, but you can shut up the naysayers if you can back up what you're saying or what you're writing.
And Get Stuck on Sports also with the podcast as well, with Brady Beaton helping you out there. Anything else that folks should know about the new venture or about how things are going up in Port Huron?
Well, it's been a lot of fun. Really enjoy working with my partner, Brady Beaton. You know, I'm a little older, Matt. I'm 52 now, and Brady is just 24, so he keeps me honest. And we don't always agree. In fact, very seldom do we agree, but it's in such a way that it's really productive and really fun to listen to, I think. We're broadcasting over 100 high school sports live this year, and with the COVID situation and them not allowing as many people to the games, I think it's a good time for us to have gotten into this. We've had a good response so far. The games have sounded good. I'm really pleased with the following that we've gotten for the podcasts, and you know, it's almost been too good so far, so I'm kind of waiting for that thing to go wrong, but thankfully it hasn't yet.
And I'm thinking, with the NBA season coming to an end and kind of a little bit of a lull for the Friday nights ahead, that maybe folks around the state might want to tune in and listen to some quality broadcasts and some good high school sports. But Dennis Stuckey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, Matt.
The great Dennis Stuckey joining us. He has taken the time to give me some airtime about Locked On Pistons during the infancy of this program on his radio shows over the years. We appreciate that, so we wanted to kind of give some equal time to Dennis. And if you are in the Blue Water area in Port Huron or have an interest in checking it out, or if you know someone up there, spread the word. Follow them on Twitter, no matter who you are. That's G_StuckOnSports, and that's GetStuckOnSports.com. Check those guys out and support local independent media outlets, especially the startups, the ones trying to gain the followings. And I promise you that you'll have better coverage of all the teams and all the sports that you care about as well. But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. I am your host, Matt Shook. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Have a great night. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow with Friday's Prime.